This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Greetings, my fellow North Americans and other turkey-hunting folk. Today, I will be delivering the annual TSS State of the Union Address so that you can know the good, the bad, and the crazy when it comes to Tungsten Super Shot. Hey, and welcome to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast and YouTube channel helping new hunters get started, bringing new insights to all people. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today it is time for the annual Turkey Ammo State of the Union Address. I have been doing a lot of testing, made a lot of YouTube videos. Some have aired, some are probably still in the queue once this goes live. But there is a lot of recent data that I have, market trends, information, ballistics data, and I just felt compelled today to give you guys a State of the Union address for the marketplace when it comes to Tungsten Super Shot. There's some good things, there's some bad things, there's some crazy things. This episode is not sponsored by any ammunition company that is out there. None of them have any hand in what I'm going to talk to you guys about today. But I just felt compelled to try to bring it all together and give you guys the most up-to-date information from my testing, research, trends, what I'm seeing, in order to help equip you and prepare you to better understand what's going on and make good purchase decisions. I don't know any other channel or outlet on the planet that is doing anything quite like this. And so I just decided to take it upon myself and dig into this subject. Now, TSS turkey ammo. There's a lot of debate. Is it worth it? Should you spend that kind of money on ammunition? Those questions come and go on and on. The answer to that is simple. If it's worth it to you, it's worth it. If it helps you, it may be worth it. If it adds value or flexibility or something to aid you in your hunting style, it may be worth it. If you are consistently shooting turkeys at 18 yards, you know what? It might not be worth it. But there are plenty of scenarios where TSS provides an advantage. And so I'm not trying to tell people, yes, you should or shouldn't use TSS. I'm just trying to give people the information that they need in order to make good, relevant, helpful, effective decisions for them and their hunting style. Now, first and foremost, we need to talk about pricing. All right, the State of the Union for Tungsten Super Shot has never been stronger, although the price has also never been higher. and it looks like it's only going to keep going up as well. There are a number of issues that have been plaguing the ammunition industry as of late, and will probably even more so later this year, ranging from global wars to still somehow have not fully recovered from the pandemic, to elections, that's maybe the biggest one that we're facing right now, and other things. However, the price of tungsten in and of itself has been going up. Gunpowder this year has been more scarce than, well, I guess since the last shortage and disaster. How bad will it get? Will it get worse than the last time? I don't know. But it's probably not going to help the price of ammo. Prices of lots of things have already gone up. Just in the last few weeks, there have been a lot of price increases. So the cost for TSS has never been higher than it is right now. However, the cost for just about any ammo, probably pretty much has never been higher than it is right now. So you got to take it all in stride. However, if you're looking at, a $15 shell of TSS versus a, what are we looking at, 25, 30 cent shell of lead target ammo, the difference is unbelievable. And the gap between the two has never been bigger, I think, than it is right now. So, what is the TSS getting you? Well, I have done episodes in the past talking about TSS and the benefits and all of that. So that's not what this particular show is for today. But you can head to the website, newhuntersguide.com. You can go to the show categories, hit turkey hunting, and find every episode ever done, categorized and grouped. You can go to the ammunition group, and you can look at every episode I've ever done about ammunition. And I think that'll be helpful for you and answer some of those big questions if that's what you specifically are looking for input about. What I want to talk about today is the performance of TSS and that performance relative to the alternatives to TSS. Because as the price goes up, the value proposition is challenged more and more. All right, the times where it's the best choice are getting fewer and fewer. And so I did a test recently where I took 7 different brands of TSS turkey ammo into the woods, shot all of them, and the most fair and equal test that I could engineer. And a lot of people have extolled the virtues of TSS and how superior it is to lead. And what I've found in my most recent string of testing is that is just not always the case. It is not. Not all TSS loads are created equal or close to equal or remotely close to equal. Some of them are just poor. I mean, for what they cost and what you get, it's a terrible deal. Others, very impressive, unbelievable results. And so it varies quite a bit, and it's not a scenario where you get more if you spend more. It's not. I wish it was. I wish I could tell you if you bought the most expensive TSS on the market, you would get the best TSS on the market, because it's not. It's just not. That's not the truth at all. Actually, it's some probably the cheapest TSS on the market that I've found gives better performance than the most expensive. And so what I have been seeing, and I'm going to give you guys some data here, some stats. I will link to these videos from the show notes of this episode. So if you go to newhuntersguide.com, go to this episode, you go to the show notes, I will link to these YouTube videos. Of course, you could just go to YouTube and search for them. I did 2 tests in particular I'm speaking to today mostly. I've done, dozens of tests in total. But the 2 big ones that I'm drawing from today is 7 brands of turkey ammo shot at 50 yards. And then I did another test shooting them all at 100 yards with ballistics gel. And I'll get into some of those details here momentarily. But there are several different TSS loads out there that quite honestly do not perform better than lead. And, you know, I don't want to, you know, take any shots at any particular brands or call anybody out for anything, but I'm just going to just call it like it is. The performance of some of this ammo has been grossly overrated. But there are some brands and some loads. Sorry, just had to triage a small disaster of stuff falling over here in the recording studio, a.k.a. my basement, where I'm currently recording this with a jacket and a base layer and a mid layer and a hat on because it's so cold down here still this time of the year when I'm doing this. But like I was saying, there are certain brands of TSS ammo where lead gives you better performance. And there are others where the TSS performance is unbelievable. It's very impressive. And so how do you know which ones are which? Is it really certain brands are better than others? Well, I think yes, there are certain brands that are better than others. But choke tube plays into it a fair amount. You know, the testing that I did, I used an average, no frills, nothing fancy turkey choke. Specifically, the Carlson's .670 turkey choke. That's it, just turkey choke. All right, no bells, no whistles, no frills, no ports, just turkey. And that is an average constriction, an average choke, average everything, whatever the average hunter might have. And I wanted to see what kind of performance might the average hunter with the average setup get. I am sure that if you tested 10 turkey chokes with each one of these loads, you would find one or more chokes that perform better than the results that I got. In fact, I hope so. For the sake of this ammo and these brands, I hope so. I desperately hope so. For the results that I saw in this testing, the disparity is so enormous. I really hope that you can get better results with different choke tubes and guns. In fact, I know you can, because I've tested some of these turkey ammos with other choke tubes and gotten better results with the other choke tubes. So you might say, George, well, how come you didn't use the best choke tube for each ammo? Well, first of all, do you know how much money it costs to get all seven of these different brands of ammunition just to do a couple tests where you take one shot each? Thankfully, some of you guys sent in some of this ammunition. Thankfully, my Patreon supporters, my research partners, have been helping me out and was able to use funds from there to help do some of this testing. Thankfully, one of the brands that I reached out to actually did respond and send me a box of ammo for testing. I reached out to all seven brands, all seven. Some didn't reply. Some said no. And only one, which was Boss, said, yes, we'll send you a box of ammo. Test it against whatever you want. So I very much appreciate, you know, every person and the one company that did send me a box of ammo. But we had to buy a lot of this ammo and spend a lot of money on TSS ammo. And to test 10 different choke tubes, I would need two boxes of ammo of each one. And they're averaging like $75 a box. And then I would need to buy more choke tubes. And then, you know, we're getting into the thousands of dollars to test each ammo with 10 choke tubes to find the best performing one and then get even more ammo to do the actual testing. And I don't know if you guys know this, but there's no budget for that. There's no money to do stuff at that scale yet. I hope and pray and believe that one day maybe we will be able to do things at that degree. But, you know, we're nowhere close to that, but I appreciate all the help that's enabled this to be possible. But that said, I tested loads where I knew other choke tubes would do better because the goal here is a realistic test, the most even comparison possible. If the average turkey hunter with the average choke tube went out and bought any one or all of these ammos, what kind of performance would they get? Would it be consistent? Would all the ammos perform relatively evenly through an average turkey choke tube? And the answer is absolutely 100% no. So let's talk a little bit about the data. I'm not going to give you guys all of the numbers here because it's a podcast and that would be overwhelming. So I'm just going to try to give you some of the key insights. So the ammunition, the TSS brands and loads that I tested, these are all 3-inch shells with one exception. And we had Federal Premium TSS, Heavy Shots Heavy 18, Apex Turkey, Fiocchi Golden Turkey, Remington Premier, Herder's Turkey, which is a 2 3/4-inch shell, and then the Boss Tom TSS. All TSS loads, the velocities were all relatively similar. Most of them were about 1,200 feet per second. Now, payloads varied a fair amount. Okay, Federal Premium has 1 3/4 ounces at $75 a box. Heavy Shot has 2 ounces at $92 a box. This is for 5 shells. Apex Turkey, 2 1/4 ounces for $68 a box. Fiocchi Golden Turkey, 1.63 ounces at $62 a box. The Remington Premier, 1.75 ounces, 1 3/4 that is, at $75 a box. The Herder's Turkey, the short shell, the 2 3/4-inch, lowest payload on the board, 1.5 ounces at $50 a box. So lowest payload, also the lowest cost. And then the Boss Tom, 2.5 ounces in a 3-inch shell at $65 a box. 2.5 ounces is the heaviest payload of any shell on the board or that I have ever seen in a 3-inch shell. And that's actually heavier than most people's 3.5-inch shell. Now you lose a little velocity on that one. It comes down to 1050 versus the other ones, which are at or around 1200. But wow, do you have a lot of payload. And so guys, what I found here in this testing is, a mixed bag of results. So let me just give you some of the highlights here. The Remington Premier and the Federal Premium both had less than 100 pellets in a 10-inch circle at 50 yards. They both had less than 100 pellets. Now, the Federal is the elder statesman of the TSS arena. They were one of the ones, maybe the one, that pioneered TSS. They coined the phrase in ammunition, in turkey ammo, some time back. And so the Federal and the Remington, the two oldest brands, most prestigious brands, had the poorest results on the board. Federal had 91 pellets in a 10-inch circle, and the Remington had 73 pellets in a 10-inch circle. Now, this is 50 yards, not 40, but TSS ammo should give you more range for the money. It really should give you more range. For what these loads cost, if you can't shoot beyond 40 yards, what are you paying for? That's my philosophy. And so my personal barometer is I want to have 100 pellets in a 10-inch circle at whatever range I plan to hunt. All right, that's the minimum number of pellets that I want to have to guarantee a quick, clean, humane turkey kill at whatever range. So if I'm hunting at 50 yards, and I'm not saying I am, but this test was done at 50 yards because you should get more range out of TSS, neither one of those two loads is viable in according to my metric of success. So both the Federal and the Remington, those are 40 to 45 yard loads. They're not capable, at least with this choke tube and gun, at 50 yards. Okay, another honorable mention here. The Herder's, at its cheapest dollar value on the board, $50 a box, $10 a shell with its 1.5 ounce payload, had 117 pellets in the 10-inch circle. So the herders did better than the larger, bigger, more expensive Federal and Remington. And so that to me is very interesting, at least with these chokes in this test. The herders was punching way above its weight class. Now, it came in sixth place, all right? But 117 pellets is viable. It's over the 100 mark. So at 50 yards, the herders passes the test for the ammunition. So you might even be able to get squeeze a few more yards out of it, again, with this choke tube. But for the money, that ain't bad. All right, that is not bad, and it performed better than the other more expensive loads. Okay, as we go up from there, the middle of the pack, we've got the Heavy Shot Heavy 18, which is the most expensive load on the board, 132 pellets. Then we have the Fiocchi Golden Turkey, which very nice, 174 pellets. You know, very good performance there. And then as we get to the top two, very close, we have the Boss Tom at 216 pellets. And then we have the Apex Turkey at 234 pellets. So 100 is the benchmark for success. At 50 yards, we had two different loads of ammunition that had over 200 pellets, 216 and 234. So, you know, what's the difference between those two 18 pellets? So the Apex came out on top this test with this choke. The Boss is a very close second, and there was no close third. All right, there just wasn't. The distant third was the Fiocchi, which actually, if you think about the payload, the Fiocchi had 1.63 ounces. It had the highest percentage of pellets in the circle at the range. So depending on what's important to you, some hunters, they care more about pattern efficiency than the actual number of pellets, which is dumb. Because efficiency can't kill turkeys, pellets kill turkeys, but there is value to pattern efficiency, particularly when you have a lower payload and higher efficiency, you can have less recoil and less cost, but still have comparable results. And so the Fiocchi actually punches above its weight class. Now, it's not really significantly cheaper for that payload, even though it's a much lower payload. It is $3 cheaper than the Boss and $6 cheaper than the Apex. So it's a little cheaper. Again, it did not put anywhere near as many pellets in the circle, but the efficiency was very good. And maybe you can find that ammo cheaper and on sale. These prices that I've quoted are MSRP. All right, so you could certainly find these loads cheaper at various times from various places. So if you can get the Fiocchi on sale and you could pick it up, you know, I don't know, end of season clearance, something, $45 a box, that would be a great value, great deal. And it punches way above its weight class and has less recoil for it. Now, let's talk about that momentarily. The Apex and the Boss. Unbelievable patterns. Also, unbelievable recoil. They just hit hard. Now, the Heavy Shot also hits very hard, but the Apex and the Boss just hit hard on the shoulder. They're the hardest hitting ones. They had the most recoil on the board. You could feel it when you pulled the trigger. Now, you're taking one or two shots in the woods. It doesn't matter. Honestly, it doesn't really matter. The first couple shots I took doing these tests didn't matter. Once I got towards shooting like 20, 22 turkey loads by the end of the day, okay, it mattered by then. It really mattered. That was brutal on my shoulder. And I'm not a very big guy. And it was a lot of recoil into the shoulder. But the first couple shots, you don't even really feel them. So from a hunting standpoint, it doesn't really matter. From a guy shooting YouTube videos, doing three videos on the same day, shooting dozens of turkey loads, well, it matters a lot to that guy. But that's pretty much nobody but me. So for you guys, it's not an issue. And so what we've got here are two of the cheapest loads on the board, the Boss and the Apex, drastically outperforming every other load, including the much more expensive Heavy 18 and the more expensive Federal Premium and the more expensive Remington. And so it's really interesting to me that the cheaper loads, now why are they cheaper? Well, Boss and Apex are both direct-to-consumer brands. Apex is starting to get their ammo into some other stores, so they're not exclusively direct-to-consumer anymore. But by and large, because they're direct-to-consumer brands, they can sell a product that's just as good or better at the same or lower price than others can. That's just how the marketing and the economics on these things work. And so the smaller independent direct-to-consumer companies putting out a product with a lot more firepower, a lot more effectiveness, a lot more pellets. I mean, it's amazing to me. They're giving you a lot more TSS pellets, and that's what costs the money here in the shell than the bigger, more expensive brands. And they're giving it to you for less money. And it's not like, oh, well, you know, it's a cheaper but also less performing product. Well, no, it's more shots and it performs better and it's cheaper. And so you have the best of every possible world. Now, again, the Herders, cheapest one on the board, but punches above its weight class. And then you have the Fiocchi. Not the cheapest one on the board, but also punches well above its weight class and comes out ahead of some of the larger, more established brands. Now, the other thing to look at here is lead versus TSS. And so, you know, the ruling champion in lead is the Winchester Longbeard XR. There is no second place. There's no close second. There's not even, I don't even know what the second best ammo is. It's just, there's Winchester Longbeard on the pedestal, and then there's nobody else on the platform. There is no second or third place. There's just everybody else below that. Now, I would love to see some other lead loads rise up to challenge Winchester, just for the sake of competition. But honestly, I don't think it's going to happen. Because I think the days of lead are numbered. I think lead is slowly becoming outlawed in various states. And I think it's only a matter of time before lead ammunition is banned for turkey hunting and all hunting. And I think that'll happen at the state level little by little until finally a federal ban comes in, which is exactly what happened with waterfowl hunting ammunition back in 1991-ish. And so I think that companies are just not investing a lot of R&D in lead ammo anymore because I think the writing's on the wall. So there have been a few new turkey loads that have been released in the last few years. All the ones that I've tested have been pitiful compared to Winchester Longbeard. Just looks like other ammo repackaged, and the performance is just not there. So to me, it seems like no company wants to put in the R&D budget to try to challenge Winchester. They'd rather move into the TSS or bismuth or other material realm. And the people that have a lead load, they're going to keep doing it. They might rebrand other stuff. But it just seems to me like, you know, companies have stopped trying to beat Winchester. They might try to beat them in the marketing, but nobody has produced anything that's even close. That said, the Winchester Longbeard XR, which is the best load, lead load on the market, I have gotten better results, better performance from the number sixes and the number fives than what we have seen here from some of these TSS loads. I can get the Winchester Longbeard to get over 100 pellets on paper at 50 yards and beat out the Remington and the Federal Premium TSS. Now, will the Federal Premium and the Remington TSS have more ballistics gel penetration at 50 yards despite Winchester Longbeard number 5s or number 6s putting more pellets on the paper? Yes. Yes, the TSS will have more penetration even than the lead number 5s. Now, the lead number 4s, actually, I think those that's where the pendulum swings the other way. They've got more penetration than the TSS number 9s do. But you don't have the pattern density to shoot that far. What I've found, guys, for turkey hunting and pretty much all hunting, is that you run out of pattern typically before you run out of power when you go with bigger shot. And so people say, well, George, if you want to hunt long range turkey ammo, just use number 7s. Doesn't work. The pattern gets too thin too fast. Yeah, you might have enough ballistics energy to punch out further, but you can't put any pellets on the target because there's not enough pellets in the shell. And so number 9 TSS is sort of the sweet spot that I've found. 8.5 shot might be comparable. But again, look at these loads. Look at the difference between these loads. The lowest one on the board, 73 pellets in the circle. The highest one, 234 pellets. That's 3 times more, 300% more, and for less money. And so these are not in the same class. They're not in the same category. They shouldn't be written even on the same paper. One's performing worse than lead when it comes to pattern. The other is performing so high that it's beyond what anyone could ever even need. You should really use less choke. You should probably shoot it through a modified choke tube in order to get a bigger pattern, in order to have more margin of error and less chance of missing, because that's way more pellets than you need to have at 50 yards. All right, so the performance levels here are unbelievably different. And of course, you may want to shoot further, which we did. And I will talk about that momentarily. But when it comes to TSS versus lead, is TSS better? Yeah, most of the time. But not always, and not with every choke tube. With the same gun and the same choke, I could get Winchester Longbeard to perform better than some of these TSS loads. And to be honest with you, the Longbeard has plenty of power to kill the turkey at the same range. Yes, the TSS may have a little bit more, just a little, but it's not enough difference to make a difference. The turkey's already going to be dead. So if you're somebody who does shoot or is considering shooting TSS ammo, you really can't take anything for granted. You've got to test it. And I recommend have a couple chokes, not 30, like 2-3. And you got to get some ammo and you've got to test it. You got to see, one, how will it perform and how will it perform through your chokes. It may be that the Remington here with its 73 pellets in my choke tube and your gun and your choke tube might be 180. I don't know. It could be. Don't write it off just because of my test results. This is one gun and one choke tube. And who knows, maybe it was just a bad batch of ammo. I don't know. There's no way to really know. But if you want to shoot TSS and you want to get the most out of it, you probably need to do some testing. However, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I've done choke tube test videos with the Boss Tom, with the Apex, and also with the Federal, actually. And with the Boss and with the Apex, I've found there is no bad choke. I think the worst choke I ever tested with them, I got like 170 pellets at 50 yards. And the best, I think, we got over the 300 mark with one of them. Or maybe that was at 40 yards. But either way, I have never had either of those two perform badly. With other choke tubes, I have gotten the Federal to perform a little better. using the Carlson's Federal Premium TSS choke tube. I have gotten some better performance out of the Federal, so I know that it can be viable at 50 yards if you buy the choke tube with its name stamped on it. But the average hunter is not going to have that choke tube. And so a lot of ins and outs here, a lot of testing that you ought to do. My recommendation, though, and maybe I'm biased. Like I said, Boss did send a box of this ammo, but I bought the Apex with my own money. I would buy one of those two ammos. I would buy the Apex or the Boss. Why, George? Well, one, they're some of the cheapest ones on the board. Two, they're giving you the most pellets. And pellets are what kills turkeys. Pattern efficiency doesn't kill turkeys. Velocity doesn't kill turkeys. Pellets kills turkeys, and any bird for that matter. And those two shells have the most pellets by far. Okay, 2.25 and 2.5 ounces of pellets. The Boss is copper plated. The Apex goes a little faster. It's a lot of pellets. All right, a lot of pellets. And you're getting more pellets for less money. And I've never had either of those two shells perform less than good. In fact, I've never had them perform less than great. And, we can see here this performance is very impressive. Again, this is 50 yards. Most people test at 40. Now, longer range. So, how far can TSS really shoot? How far is it really viable to kill a turkey? Well, I did a 100-yard test. All of these same ammunitions. 100 yards. And, of course, you remember my standard. We want to have 100 pellets on the paper in a 10-inch circle at any range, whatever range we're shooting, to kill a turkey. And at 100 yards, the best ammo by far was... Well, there wasn't a best. They all failed, every one. We did get pellets on paper with every one. A few pellets on paper, but every one failed. I think the Apex had the most pellets at 40 or 50 on the paper, but they all failed, and they failed miserably. And, you know, the word fail maybe is too strong of a word, because these shells are not designed to be used at 100 yards. And no one in their right mind should ever try to shoot a turkey at 100 yards unless they're using a rifle with a scope. And, of course, that would have to be somewhere where it's legal. Used to be legal in my state, but not anymore. And I just wouldn't do it. And so to say the loads fail is maybe not fair to the ammunition. But they were all inadequate to that ridiculous challenge. Now you might say, well, George, it only takes one pellet. Just one pellet could do the job. And I have heard the endless moaning and jeering of the just one pellet crowd to the point where that motto makes me nauseous. And of course, there is some truth to it. Just one pellet in the brain, just one pellet in the spinal cord can be enough to kill a turkey. So if you could get a few pellets on the paper, maybe that's enough to kill the turkey at 100 yards, George. Huh? Did you ever think about that? Well, I did think about it, which is why we also shot a block of ballistics gel at 100 yards with the top performing load that had the most pellets. And if you ask anybody, including Google, how much ballistics gel penetration do you need to kill a turkey in 10% FBI ballistics gel? The standard answer that you're going to find is somewhere between 1.25 inches to 1.5 inches. You want to have 1.25 inches to 1.5 inches. The warmer it is, the more penetration you're going to get. So I like to use the 1.5 inch standard, because if it's a warm day, that gel may give you a little bit more penetration. And so I want to be conservative and make sure I always have more than enough power, not less than enough. And so you want to have 1.5 inches of ballistics gel penetration. Well, the best performing TSS load at 100 yards had about 1/2 of an inch. 1/2 of an inch, 0.5 inches. So 1/3 of the penetration that you need to kill a turkey. And as best as I could tell, pellets hit, bounced off of, and stuck to the ballistics gel. So the deepest pellets went a half of an inch, and others bounced and stuck to the face of the gel. All right, so people say, well, you know, pellets might be bouncing off the turkey. Well, at 100 yards, yeah, actually, they probably are bouncing off the turkey. You're not killing a turkey at 100 yards with number 9 TSS. I can tell you that. Even if you can put pellets on the bird, even if you could get enough pattern density, even if you could test 100 bloody choke tubes and get to the point where you are somehow able to get a 10-inch circle with 100 pellets in it on the head of that turkey, if you hit it in the eye, you might scratch it. Maybe you blind the turkey, but it's still not going to penetrate into the brain and kill it. I'm pretty sure nothing is going through bone at that. If it bounces off of the ballistics gel, turkey skin is definitely going to deflect it, let alone bone, tissue, and everything else. So you're not killing turkeys at 100 yards with TSS number nines. It's just not happening. So what is maximum effective range? Well, I've done several tests in other videos, and somewhere around the 70-yard mark, from what I've found, is maximum effective range. Now, again, it varies some by ammo because the velocities vary, but somewhere around 70 yards, plus or minus, is maximum effective range where you could hope to kill a turkey. So 60 to 70, here's the thing. At 70, I think it was right at the threshold. And so maybe it is enough, maybe it's not. It's real hard to tell. So 60 yards is really the maximum effective range I think that you can count on. I think at I would not shoot further than 60. All right, because maybe you misjudge your range and you have a little bit of margin at 60 yards. At 70 yards, it could go either way, which is not good for the bird. It's not an ethical shot if your ammo doesn't have enough power to do the job. So 100 yards, ridiculous. Now you might say, well, George, if you had number sevens, you could probably kill them at 100 yards. Well, if you had number sevens, most of these loads had between 20 and 40 pellets on the turkey. You've got less than half the number of pellets that are going to be out there. And so your odds of killing a turkey at that range with 10 pellets on the board is just is pitiful. And I really do question if the number sevens, even at that size, if they have enough penetration, or if they have double the penetration of the number nines, it's still not enough. So I still don't think TSS number sevens at 100 yards are going to be enough to drop a turkey. Maybe number sixes, but then you might as well use buckshot at that point. Your odds of hitting the turkey in a vital area become so small. It's just ridiculous. So I say all that to bring it in here for the main point. And that is, not all loads are created equal, but TSS does not give you these magical qualities to kill a turkey at any range. Winchester Longbeard XR number fives are good out to 60 yards. Well, they have enough power out the 60 yards if you can find a choke tube that'll hold enough of them together. Is it really worth the money for TSS? For me, it is, because it extends my range and it gives me margin. And that's the key word right there, margin. I don't recommend people get the tightest choke tube that they can find. I've left that horse. I've left that bandwagon. If you guys didn't hear the episode with Jimmy Mahler and how he really dug in on that subject, if you didn't see my YouTube episode on the biggest lie in turkey hunting, I have left that bus. I got off that bus and I'm going a new way, because I do believe that's a losing proposition. Trying to get the tightest possible pattern at the longest possible range is not good for turkey hunters. All right. And the reason is missing at regular range. Most turkeys are shot within 30 yards. So if I could find a choke tube, if I could test 100 chokes and find one that gave me 90% pattern efficiency and 500 pellets in a 10-inch circle at 50 yards, and, you know, that would be amazing. But that's going to be a pattern the size of a baseball at 25 yards, which is where I'm much more likely to actually shoot at a turkey, and then I'm going to miss the turkey. You're like, well, if your pattern is that tight, George, at 50 yards, you know, you could shoot to an infinite range. Well, no, you can't. You really can't shoot much further than 60 or 70 yards, no matter how tight your pattern is, because it just doesn't have the power to ethically do the job. So even if you could find the super choke, your range is limited. And I think turkey hunters should use more average choke tubes with TSS ammo to get the most possible margin. Okay, so I also recently did a video. I don't know if it has aired yet or will be airing soon. Watch YouTube for it, where I tested three different turkey loads through a cylinder choke tube at 40 yards and the turkey choke tube. Cylinder bore. All right, and what I found was this. The cheapest turkey ammo in the world did horrible. Utterly horrible. Now, it did bad through both choke tubes. Okay? The Winchester Longbeard did terrible through the cylinder choke tube, but it did very good through the turkey choke tube. The Boss Tom TSS, with its 2.5 ounces of TSS, still had, I think, 130-some pellets at 40 yards with a cylinder choke, and then almost 400 pellets with the turkey choke. All right. It was real close to that. So the difference was that extreme. But even with a cylinder choke tube at 40 yards, that TSS load still had over 100 pellets on the paper. So what does that mean? That means I'm getting the biggest cloud, the biggest margin of error from long, short range, mid range, and still lets me punch out to 40 yards. Now, I want to be able to shoot to 50 with TSS. And so, if I probably used a modified choke tube, I would still be able to hit well over 100 pellets at 50 yards in a 10-inch circle, and still be able to crush anything between 15 and 50 yards, which is where pretty much all turkeys are shot. And so, you know, my doctrine has been changing lately to more open choke tubes. Full choke is probably the best balance for most turkey hunters. Full or extra full, you don't even need a turkey choke with TSS ammo. Not with the Boss or the Apex. You don't even need a turkey choke. And you can still crush out to 50, 55, 60 yards, but you'll have patterns that are still big enough to give you a little bit of margin of error at short range. Because when you're sitting on the ground with a knot in your back and your shotgun is not nestled properly in your shoulder and your body's cocked sideways and your eye alignment on the bead's not quite right, you can easily miss a turkey's moving, bobbing head at 20 yards. Easy to do. Very easy. And so you don't want to be shooting a slug at that range. You want to have a pattern that's big enough to give you margin of error. And so I'm seeing more and more the value of TSS being a load that can give you the largest margin of error over the greatest range of distance. And so, you know, Winchester Longbeard works really good out to a certain range. But even still, you have to choke it right to get that 40 or 50 yard performance. Whereas TSS, you can be much more liberal on your choking. You have so many more pellets in the air that you can have a bigger pattern at close range and still plenty of pattern at long range. And you've got more power in those little smaller pellets. So more and more, I'm seeing that as the benefit of TSS, to give you the widest field, the widest spread of ranges, with needing to focus the least on choke tubes. Now, that I know just made people pass out and hit the ground and say, what do you mean focus the least on choke tubes? I used an average choke tube here, guys, one that doesn't have a special name or any special marketing. 0.670 constriction. Super average. Relatively inexpensive. And the results are unbelievable. Off the charts. And then I used a cylinder choke tube. And it was still adequate. And so if you buy one of these good TSS loads, you can use pretty much any choke tube you have. And you don't need to go out and spend all this money on turkey chokes and buy, you know, hundreds of rounds of TSS to test it through all these turkey chokes. You can really save a lot of money and get decent performance. That's where Muller Chokes made their entire thing. They built their entire value proposition on three chokes for all metals, for all game, for all hunting, for all shot size, for all velocity, for all everything. Right? Decoy, passing, and UFO. If you're hunting turkeys over decoys, you use the decoy choke. If you're hunting ducks over decoys, you use the decoy choke. If you're hunting turkeys that are walking by but they're not coming in, you use the passing choke. If you're shooting ducks that are passing by and not coming in, you use the passing choke. If you want to shoot long range at turkeys or long range at ducks, you use the UFO choke. But it's still not so tight that it's not able to give you any margin at regular range. And so Muller's entire philosophy is we don't need a 70-yard capable turkey choke because that's going to handicap turkey hunters at regular range. Their UFO turkey choke is made for mid to long range, not ultra long range, to give hunters the greatest margin in realistic shooting distances. But you use that same choke with steel, with bismuth, with lead, with TSS, whether it's 1,200 feet per second or 1,800 feet per second, whether it's number 9 shot or whether it's buckshot, same chokes. Now, are those chokes always the best patterning for every ammo, for every load, for every everything? They are not. They are not always the best. But the further I go, the more I'm seeing that chasing the best is not always a winning proposition. It costs a lot of money to get the best turkey pattern. But then the best at what? Best at what range? Best under what circumstances? You spent $1,000 to get the best pattern, but that's only the best for the wandering gobbler that won't come any closer than 65 yards. For the rest of the turkeys, which is 9 out of 10, that you shoot within 40 or 30 yards, it is not the best. And so people are chasing different, quote, best, end quote, levels of performance, but it's only the best under certain circumstances, and you can't sit there and change choke tubes if the turkey decides to come in closer. And then, of course, people scream, well, George, these more open pellet patterns are going to put pellets in the breast meat. Well, every duck that we shoot, every goose that we shoot, every pheasant that we shoot, we are very likely to put some pellets in the breast meat, and no one chokes and gags and falls out of their chair and screams heresy that there's pellets in the breast meat. So oftentimes these pellets go right through and out the other side, even especially at regular ranges. TSS is ridiculously impressive in its penetration. And so say we get a couple pellets in the upper breast meat of a turkey that pass right through these itty bitty number nines and they leave microscopic holes and then they're gone. How does that cause a problem versus missing 3 out of 10 turkeys at close range because we're only choked to hit turkeys at 65 yards? That is the losing proposition right there. So I'm really, the further I go, de-emphasizing choke tubes more and more as you know, being the thing that we should chase. I think it's leading us astray. Now, you have to have a decent choke tube. You gotta have a decent choke tube. But what makes a decent choke tube versus, you know, all these other, quote, best scenarios? Well, you want to have relatively uniform patterns. You don't want to sit there and be like, oh no, I brought the wrong choke tube. I can't shoot TSS through this choke tube. This is a lead-only choke tube or a bismuth-only choke tube. That sucks. And so I try any more the further I go to make sure any choke tube that I get, I can use with pretty much everything. Because I'm just so over choke tubes not being compatible with certain ammunitions. I just don't have all this brain space to constantly be changing choke tubes because it's incompatible with this shot or this speed or this size or this metal, so forth and so on. So, where does that leave us? TSS State of the Union. Well, guys, again, TSS, the value of it is that it gives you the largest field of range for effective capability with an average choke tube. However, if you're shooting at close range, if you're a guy who will not shoot a turkey that's further than 25 yards, you want to see him at 15 or 20 yards, use target loads. 7.5 shot target loads, 30 cents a trigger pull. You don't need more than that. If you are cutting off the line at 25 yards, you can't kill him any better than you can with a Winchester AA trap or any other target load that's just going to do the job as well as it can be done at that range. If you're not going to shoot further than 35 or 40 yards, Winchester Longbeard is a great option, much cheaper. If you want to be able to shoot further, TSS is the clear winner still. But also, if you want the greatest range, if you want to be able to shoot between 20 and 50 yards, TSS with a modified or a full choke tube may be the best option available to do that. And why do people spend this much money on TSS ammo? Because you don't often get many opportunities to shoot a turkey. And when you do, you want to have the best possible equipment. But it all depends on your hunting style, what you value, what works well for you. So guys, I hope this has been helpful for you. Please subscribe. If you have reached this part in the episode and you have not subscribed, please fix that right now. I would love it if you went to iTunes, leave a 5-star review with comments in order to help the show reach more people. Again, nobody sponsored this episode. There's no sponsor here. All right. All this stuff, nobody's paying me to say any of this. I probably could have got a sponsor for this episode, but I purposely, intentionally did not sponsor this episode because I did not want there to be any perceived bias that I could possibly eliminate. And so I would really appreciate if you subscribe, if you leave a review. And if you're willing to consider it, maybe becoming a research partner on Patreon. Give $3 a month to help us buy the resources, the equipment, the tools, the paper, the reactive targets, the target stands, some of the ammo. Would love to get some new equipment soon, chronograph and other things. The research partners on Patreon really help make those things possible, make it possible to go to the range, to make these videos, to get this data, and then to be able to synthesize it in podcast episodes like that. You go to the website, newhuntersguide.com, you can find a link to Patreon, or you can just go to Patreon and search for New Hunter's Guide, and you will find me. Guys, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Till next time, God bless you. And go get them in the woods.